Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about something not controversial.
I'm so nervous.
Being overweight or being underweight or being an ideal weight. Are we allowed to talk about those things?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to look at somebody and go, no, probably not. But like your BMI is a little high. Like you seem a little big.
I think you would be allowed to say it, but also like I mean you're not a doctor, and I didn't ask you, so I think it would just be kind of rude. Like you would be allowed to.
I wouldn't
take you to jail for it. But
here's the reason. Okay, I just got to get the story out.
Yeah.
Because
you're digging a hole.
Because I'm gonna
dig
a hole.
Right now.
Yep. You're right. Thank you.
Let him dig.
Why didn't you help me like 18 seconds earlier? There's a restaurant. It's in Thailand. Mm-hmm. So. We don't have to dox them and go there and protest or anything. They have what's called a skinny discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the thing. I don't think, with all due respect to everybody in this room,
none of us would fit.
Holy
Absolutely
crap.
Not.
Did you see the thing?
No, but I can picture it. Because being skinny there is also
it's like a bike rack. It's like a big, tall bike rack, right?
Oh.
And like, if you can fit between these two poles, it's 5%. Between these two poles, it's 10%.
Oh, no. I couldn't fit
these two
one
poles,
butt
it's 15%.
Between, no.
Like, I don't think we'd get to 5%.
No.
The 5% looks really close together.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to look. I knew I wouldn't fit.
Yeah, no, you're not getting through. I don't think you can get
through. I need
through.
A double door.
For real? Just
regularly.
I don't think you get through the regular price. Though.
Stop. Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't. It's not
yes,
that
he would.
Bad.
I'm looking at it. He would.
He'd have to suck it in. It's really small.
I'm always sucking it in, okay. Buddy.
How do I don't know how to say this. Is that okay? So people are up in arms. That's fat shaming. And it's like.
I don't know if you fully explained it. So it's these metal things and you slide through and you get a different percentage of discount with
depending
how
on
small.
Which two you get through.
Yes. Yeah.
If you can't get through any of them. There
full
is
price.
A,
mm.
Yeah, it's full price.
Okay. But,
and really it's just a novelty and it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to,
and you get a discount on food because you can fit through the smallest one, therefore you need more food. You're underweight. Here you go.
Or they just think
you're gonna eat less.
Is
that
what I was wondering? Yeah.
Is it like an all you can eat? Because I will say this.
I don't know.
Like, if you guys ever been to like a Brazilian steakhouse, Churrascaria, they're so expensive. Like Rodizio is a little cheaper, and it's actually one of my favorites. Fogo de Chão is kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's Texas G Brazil, which is really, really upper and kind of.
Is that like
that.
Texas Roadhouse?
It's
way
not.
Better.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. It drives me nuts because it's like $60 a person to go in there.
Yeah. But it's
it's all you can eat.
Okay, yeah. But you better eat.
I don't get my money's worth.
Why
because
not?
I don't gorge myself like that.
Yeah, that's where you're going wrong.
But how do I go in and go, hey guys, could you just look at me? But that's the other misleading thing is because like the Kobayashi, the guy who can fire down more hot dogs than anybody, is a rail.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, some of them are like actually ripped. They have like abs and stuff because they need to
be able to hold
the competitive eaters. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just saying for buffets.
You can judge.
Like, why though?
Because you can't.
Because
you never know.
But
sometimes
you do know.
I've
walked into Texas G Brazil and went, that guy's going to eat way more than me.
You don't know that.
I do. I mean, he's got a great, he walked in with gravy stains on.
He's pointing at me.
No, so I'm not. I'm pointing near you. No, but you.
He thinks it's Texas Roadhouse. He's going to eat a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I own a business, why would I not be allowed to go? Why would it be the same price? I am not insulting either one of you when I say what I'm about to say. If I own an all-you-can-eat buffet and Aaron and Tiak walk in, why can't I go, you, $20. You, $70.
Because one, that's terrible.
Why is that terrible? Because he's like,
I'm going to eat, yeah. That's a bargain for what I'm going to eat.
Right.
No.
Why can't I slide and scale it?
I think I could out-eat both of you guys.
I think you could too, but I don't think you would.
Let's go to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't have all you can eat.
No, they don't.
We can
You should almost pay, like, I went to McGregor Square recently, and they have the cool beer wall with the taps.
Yeah.
And you just give them your card.
Yes.
And then your balance is zero. And then every time you go up to fill up a beer, your balance just goes up. And if they were just like, hey, you can drink unlimited, but it's $50, I would have thought, I'm not going to drink $50 worth. But if I went plate by plate, or drink by drink.
Yes.
Like, now I'm paying for what I'm getting, and everything seems fair.
You get to see how much.
Yeah, so they should almost do it just by
trips. I would love
trips.
A restaurant like that, where it's like, hey, it's so much per pound, but then if you start feeling yourself getting up to that $50 limit, then it's just $50 for all you can eat.
I like that, yeah.
Just let me shoot the moon at a certain point when I'm like, oh, wow, I'm still kind of hungry, and I've already eaten 35. I'm going to just go ahead and do the all. I'm all in.
I like that, yeah.
I want to go unleashed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, let's go.
Push all the dinner rolls on the table. I'm all in.
But, like, I just think, as a business owner, you think it's rude, Aaron, but I do.
I think it's so discriminatory. I think it's fat-phobic.
It's not fat-phobic. It's the real, like, I get to charge. If you want all you can eat, then I get to decide how much
terrible.
I think you can eat.
No, yes, you don't. You don't.
Why don't, 303-222-5423, why don't I? Like, I get to, like, go, I don't know. And if I bet wrong, if Kobayashi comes in, this 80-pound little Asian guy comes in, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go $20 on him. And he's just like, and I'm like, I guess wrong. But, like.
Well, and I don't know that I don't know that it's discriminatory, because they're allowing everyone to eat.
Yes.
You either get a discount or you don't get a discount. They're
if
not
you
like,
can fit between
they're not
these bars.
Turning anyone away.
Yes. If they said you can't come in if you're big, then that's bad. Why do you think it's not fat phobic? Because it's also skinny phobic.
It is.
It's not phobic at all. It's just like,
how about you just let everyone walk through the normal door?
Yeah, but if I want to give you a discount, it's got people talking about it right now, so it's kind of genius. It's like we're
in a
talking
terrible
about-
way. I'm not going to go to Thailand and visit them.
I'm going to Thailand, but not for that. I don't know how we. Okay. So are you going or not going?
I don't know. Is it a Texas Roadhouse? We didn't establish that. What is the restaurant?
Not.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.